Time for the government to hammer home compulsory vaccination for construction workers, according to a building industry group. Master Builders wants all building and construction sector workers covered by a mandatory immunisation order, like the health and education sector. It comes hot on the heels of an apartment block construction site in central Auckland being named as a location of interest after a COVID-positive person was there over several days. Well, joining me now is the boss of Master Builders, David Kelly. Kia ora, David.
Yeah, kia ora, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. Why do you reckon your industry needs a mandatory order for vaccination?
Oh, there's a number of reasons. Firstly, we've had a lot of feedback from members, both larger commercial contractors and residential contractors, saying they're just confused about what they can do and what they can't do. And one of the characteristics of construction, whether it's a residential or commercial, there isn't just one employer on the site. There's a number. There's the lead contractor, and then there's a range of subcontractors, plumbers, electricians, painters, etc. And so trying to line up all of the different parties is very, very difficult. And then a number of those specialist trades, they will move from site to site. So this just leads to a recipe for confusion. And if something goes wrong, and you've referenced the construction site in Auckland, you potentially just grind that site to a halt. So the clear request we've had from our members is we just need clarity and that everyone knows what the rules are.
What about clients? What about residential clients? What are they saying?
Yeah, so we've heard from a number of our builders, actually, where they're asking for clarity about their legal position of clients. And a number are saying, we do not want people in our homes that are not vaccinated. That's really important. And one of the things that we think is important about the mandatory is there is a lot of pressure. And you can think of a situation where someone's been waiting for a tradesperson for 2 or 3 weeks. They turn up, they're not vaccinated, and then they feel under pressure to accept that anyway, but they're very uncomfortable. So again, we think it's only fair to clients, particularly homeowners, that they know that the people coming into their home are not going to expose them.
What do you know about vaccination rates in the industry?
It's not bad. It's around about the same rate as the general population. The last time I saw, so there was a bit over 80%, but I think that would have jumped up on Saturday. But it's that last 15% that's really tough, and we all know that. So that's where I think that will help us to drive up the vaccination rates. Anecdotally, a lot of builders are saying it's not that some of their staff, particularly some of the younger ones, are anti-vax. It's just, I don't want to be told what to do. But when you talk about, but if you don't do it, suddenly that resistance disappears.
You would appreciate how this blew up in Melbourne. Are you prepared for it to go a bit pear-shaped?
I don't think we've got the same culture, and there will be some people disagree. I have no doubt about that. But I think if you
so, what's the culture difference, David, from Melbourne, where it really, really, you had rioting in the street, basically, compared to what we've got here? What is the culture difference?
I think people, we just don't have that kind of very anti-authoritarian from a section of the community that I hear from people that we know in Australia, and particularly in Melbourne. And what we're hearing from our members is, while some will disagree, the very strong majority think we just need to do this and get on with things.
There is a degree of personal responsibility, right? And I go past a few building sites. There's a lot of people wearing chin hammocks rather than masks. What's the deal with that?
Well, we keep putting out the message to our members, but of course we don't control everyone. I mean, it's really disappointing, and I see it myself. And so if I know who the member is, we will contact them. But unfortunately, we can't control everyone. And there will be some people who don't behave in the right way, and that's just sad. And we're seeing it in Auckland as well, of course, in a range of industries and generally in the public. So that's where the vaccine mandate, I think, becomes critical as a first stop rather than just relying on people wearing masks all the time.
Has the government very quickly given you any hope that this could happen?
We haven't spoken directly yet, so we hope to hear from government or government representatives shortly.
Really appreciate your time. That's David Kelly, who's from the Registered Master Builders there, and they would really like a vaccine mandate for the construction and building industry.